But there are other evangelists that come and go. They come, evangelize, and go, and there's nobody to disciple the babes. And it's all, it comes to be about how many we got saved. And so we don't want to be about getting people saved. We want to disciple them. We want to raise up disciples for Jesus. And that, well, we would know that. The definition of discipleship is discipling is truth transferred through relationship. That's one of the things that we here have talked about many times. From the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible is about relationship, relationship, relationship. It's about drawing close to one another and close to God. It's about developing that relationship. And Jesus, what is his commands? No. Oh, what was his command to us? Love. Thank you, Wendy. Love God and love one another. And love comes in relationship. It comes in a deeper, more connective way in relationship. Okay. This is kind of review. I'm not sure if the mouse is... There we go. And the goal of discipling a new believer is to help the new believer develop their understanding through the Word of God about what about the good news of Jesus, walking alongside them to help them become established as disciples. So, again, we're not the ones who's doing it. The Holy Spirit does it in their hearts and their lives, but we walk alongside and we share the good news. And we want to see people established in the Lord. And I think that that's one of the things when we see so many who have kind of walked away from the church is how established were they? Now, we do know there's a few that were and did their thing, but anyway, so let's move on. That got froze mid-screen, I think. There we go. It's about a one-on-one, one-at-a-time discipling. That's what we're looking at, where the believer has a chance to ask questions without feeling judged or whatever. It's just you and them, them and you. Okay, so what is... I'm just going to leave it there for a second. So how do we get started? What is it that we have developed here at Community Church? Well, first of all, when a new believer comes to the Lord, I'm going to talk with them. We're going to get to know them. And then I will pray about it, or the pastor or whoever's. It isn't always going to be about me, just letting you know that. We want to pray about it. Holy Spirit, who do you see as being someone who would be a good fit for this new believer to disciple them? And so that when that happens, and I will call you and say, hey, you know so-and-so, the new believer, and you'd say, yeah, how would you feel about discipling them? Now, you know what, I'm doing that because I'm hoping you'll say yes. But not always does everybody say yes, because I don't always know all the things that are going on in their life, and sometimes it's more than they can manage. So you are allowed to say, not at this time. You can never say no, because Jesus said, go and make disciples. So it might not be at this point. Now, one of the things I'm always going to do is I will always have pair you up, if you're a female, with a female, if you're male, with a male. We don't do cross, okay? We just don't. It's not a good place to, it's not a good thing to do. It can raise suspicions. It can create issues. Anyhow, you guys get it, right? I don't have to go into that. So what I'll do is I'll invite, once there's an agreement that, yes, you'll do that, I will give you their phone number, and you will meet with them casually for a coffee, some light conversation just to get acquainted. And during that meeting, you're going to make some plans. When are you going to get together to do this Bible study? What time, what day? And if it's at all possible, the recommendation is to meet in the home of the new believer. And the reason we want to do that is it starts creating a Bible study lifestyle within their own home. It also may give opportunities for other family members to be hearing what, and maybe influence them by what they're hearing as you guys study the gospel, the good news. But if that doesn't work, your home is fine, or you may find another place that both of you can meet. But that'll be up to you to look at that. So the first time the pastor asks you to disciple someone, you're going to receive a binder. Doesn't this look big and intimidating? It does, right?
Wow.
However, I'll tell you what it is. That's okay. Linda can tell you, and so can Lorinda. The red binder is about that much more. But what is in this binder is it is a discipling. Let me read what it says on the front of it. It is discipleship evangelism is what it's called. It is a set that has been developed by Andrew Walmack Ministries. And I chose that because I know the man preaches grace. I know the man is faithful and honorable. He preaches the word. And discipleship program is amazing. It comes in three levels. And every level is 16 lessons long. You are not going to be doing all three levels. When you meet with this person, you are committed to 16 lessons with them. And each of these walks in what has happened as a new believer. Second level talks about who you are in Christ and your identity. And it moves on into walking life out as a believer, as a disciple of Jesus. Just so you are kind of aware. So yeah, it's a commitment. It's a commitment to 16, I'm not going to say 16 weeks because it might take 20, in the sense of you might not be able to meet 16 weeks in a row just because life happens, right? But you're committing to going through 16 lessons with them. And so what will happen is when you agree to teach, I will give you a binder. And in this binder, the reason it's so thick is there is the teacher's copy. And this is your copy. I have printed it single-sided because working in the schools, one of the things I know, single-sided copies are way easier for students to work through than double-sided and trying to figure out where you are. Then back here, guess what these are? The student or the disciples' copies. So this shouldn't be that intimidating. Think of it as, and here's most lessons are about 2 pages long with 1 page of questions and 1 page of answers. So guess what? You get the study, the question, and the answers all together. So even if you don't know where it's going, you get to look ahead and see. Well, so does your student, actually, or your disciple. So now, the original lessons which come from Andrew Walmack's ministry free of charge, as long as we're not selling it, which we're not. But they put everything in the King James Version, and I believe that has to do with copyrights and stuff. So we have redone them with the NIV because it's easier for new believers to read. So I understand that lots of us love the King James. You keep loving up on it, but I'm going to tell you, as somebody who struggles with reading and some of those things, the easier you can make the language, the better. And then let them move into the King James later. If that's their able, that's their love. Some people love the way it flows and the these and thous. So we'll. What was that? My mic is working? Good. Okay. Right on. I can hear me over it, but I don't know about you. I don't know. Bouncing off back of the wall there. Okay, so that's pretty straightforward and simple. What you'll get is that binder. And again, we're looking at that time you meet to be about 45 minutes to an hour. And you can schedule it to be that. If you want to go a little bit longer and you both want to, that's fine. But we also want to be respectful of one another's time and other commitments that they may have. So if we, like I said, if we commit to about that 45-minute mark and give the 15-minute leeway for a little bit of extra. I'm sorry, I'm sucking on a throat lozenger right now. just because my mouth has been very dry. Okay, so when you first meet for that coffee conversation and picking up, or developing the schedule you're going to meet, one of the things you will do is you will hand your student, your disciple, just the first lesson. And that gives them time to read through it, look up scriptures. The scriptures are there printed on the side if they want to, but we encourage them to look it up in their Bible, and they might not even have a Bible yet. So that might be something, you know, you can look at. How do we help you with that? If they want to buy their own, or if they need us to come up with one for them, we can work on that. And then you'll go away and you'll meet, come together and meet the next time. By that time, hopefully you have gone through the lesson yourself. You have answered the questions, maybe put some notes in, and then prayed over the time you're going to meet. Now, one of the things we also want my discipler, you as the teacher, to do is to encourage your disciple to attend church, to get here regularly, and be available to answer their questions to the best of your ability, or that at least if you don't have an answer for them, you'll try and find an answer. So you want to help the disciple in any way you can. And again, we talked about, but not doing for them what they can do for themselves. We don't want to create a codependent situation there. And again, once you have finished going through the 16 lessons, or just before you're about to finish, one of the things you want to be talking to your disciple about is, do they want to go on towards level 2? And then help them understand they will going to go to a different disciple, or you're not going to continue on with them to be their mentor or their disciple. There'll be somebody new from the church family, and you'll let me know that, yeah, they want to go on, and I will do the same as I did before. I'll pray, find somebody to take them through level 2. And one of the reasons we want to do this is this helps them get to know other people a little more intimately. Remember, we're about relationship, and it breaks any tendencies towards codependency. And so, again, and we can do the same again for level 3. So then you as the discipler will start stepping into this relationship more as a friend. Not that you weren't before, but you're letting go of the teacher role, if I can put it that way, or discipler role. So let's look here. You'll get a binder that contains, got to take that out of my mouth. You're going to get a binder that contains 2 identical copies of the 16 lessons with the answer key for each lesson. Yay! One of the copies, of course, is for you, and the other copy is for your disciple. And the copy that you get that is for the teacher is yours permanently. You get to keep that because hopefully you'll be discipling many throughout the years, and you can keep using the material, your material over and over again. And of course, with each new disciple that you take on, we'll give you brand new student copies because those will be gone. Your binder will still be look thick, but it won't have as many in it at that point. Okay. Now here's this again. We suggest that you do not give them all the copies at once. That can overwhelm anybody. And some keeners will work ahead of where you are. So if you just give them one copy at a time, they can work on that, focus on that, and you can ask questions, and they can ask questions and all of that. And then, again, when you're finished your meeting that time, gone over there, you give them the next one. Simple, right? Okay. So you're going to read the lesson yourself and answer the questions on the worksheet yourself. And then encourage them to find and read the scriptures in their own Bible. So have them bring their Bible and look them up. And that way they're going to start getting familiar with how to use the Bible, where they're going to find different books. You are to encourage them to do or review the homework, or you are encouraged to do and review the homework yourself before the meeting. So we're not going to fill out the answers. If your disciple hasn't done the Bible study, then reschedule. They need to do the homework. Do you understand what I mean? They can't call you up and say, well, I'll just do it as we go. We want them to spend that time developing an at-home Bible study routine. So if they weren't able to do it that week, then you just say, okay, well, let's reschedule. All right? When you meet, read through the week's lesson together, review their answers to the questions, asking if they have any questions about the study. And again, that'll be you to answer. Most of it you'll be able to answer. Sometimes you might not. And you need to say, listen, I don't know for sure. You're not expected to know it all. And let me see what I can find out. Share the answers to the questions they have, they may have had from the week before that you have researched for them. So again, if you went back, you wrote down what their question is, found out the answer to the next lesson, that's pretty straightforward, right? You just share your answers for them. And then you make arrangements for your next meeting and give them the next lesson. Not that hard, right? Anybody concerned? Confused? Anybody have questions? Sounds good? Sounds easy? It's kind of the putting together the lessons are done for you. And I'm going to ask, I know there are two sitting here right now. Who has done this discipleship program? No, you haven't done this one, have you? Okay. So the two, we have two back there who've actually gone through our discipleship. And I think both of you are in level two right now. Right? Or are you in three, Debbie? Okay. So they've gone through number one with me. And then we've moved, I think Elaine has done the first one. And then everybody's agreed they want to move on. So it's good. Did you enjoy doing it? Was it helpful? Was it good? Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. Brings you more understanding, takes you different. Yeah. Again. Yeah. 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 When other people have questions, you have some knowledge to use, some things to share. Right. Okay. It's time for you to do something. Actually, I'm going to back it up just a sec. I forgot to do something this morning. Well, I did it before I came, so, you know, sometimes. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are here with us, that you bring revelation to us, that you teach us and show us the good news in the scriptures. And Father, I pray for everybody here that as you have called them to go make disciples, that you will empower them, encourage them, and again, we pray for the many disciples, the many new believers that are coming. And we give you praise and glory. As they take this time to do the next little exercise here, I pray for revelation to come. And again, we thank you for this, and we give you praise and glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Okay. So let's do this. I want you to find, again, males with males, females with females. Try and find somebody. Well, if your partner who was here from last week, go connect with them. If not, find somebody new. And you're going to need your Bible and a pen. And there's a whole bunch back there if you didn't bring a pen. And just go find yourself a place to sit and connect with each other. And I am... Okay, so what I've given you is the first lesson out of it. It talks about eternal life. And so this is sort of because you haven't had time to study. You can work through this worksheet together. Again, it's going to contain the questions or the study, the questions, and the answers. So we'll let you go until it's time to. Okay. How was that? How did you find the lesson? Was it hard? No, it's pretty straightforward, simple to follow. If you had had time to do the work ahead of time and then come together, you might, you know, it would obviously be a little easier to follow and flow through. So this is basically the nature of, sorry, well, I'll let you finish in just a sec. I don't want to be talking over you so much. This is the nature of the discipleship program we're using. So it's easy for both. I'm going to encourage you this. Some of us have a wealth of biblical knowledge, and we don't want to overwhelm a brand new believer with everything that you have because they're not there yet. So it's really done in a very simplistic form to help them grow. Remember, we're helping them grow, coming alongside in relation to some of it. It's admit challenging questions. Any questions in there did you find challenging? They're all pretty good. A new believer might. So you can see where you could write down their questions that they might have after they've studied or come with their questions. And so does anybody think they'd have a hard time doing this? Okay, that's awesome. That's good. Okay, well, let's pray, and I'll dismiss you so you can warm up your coffee and get chairs back together. Father, again, we thank you. We thank you for the honor it is to be able to share the good news that we not only have received but are living out in our lives. We thank you for the new believers, the new babes in Christ that are coming our way. And we want you glorified, lifted up, and them established in the good news. So again, we want to give you all the glory and the praise. I thank you for each person here who has stepped into this and hopefully will step out into discipling. Again, we want you honored and glorified in the precious name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, congratulations, you've just finished Discipleship 101.